Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside HSC. My name is Zach Dawkins.
My name is John Rocha, and we are pleased to have today our amazing PA student, Kenedra. I'll bring it over to you. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. Hi, Zach. Hi, John. I'm Kenedra. I'm a third-year PA student here at HSC.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad to have you here with us today. I believe this month is National PA Month, correct? Or was that last month?
It's National Women's Month.
National Women's Month. Well, hopefully we can double up and do National Women's Month and National PA Month and have a woman PA.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Yes, most PAs, the majority of PAs are women, so this is a great month for us. Very exciting.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's cool. I did see a woman PA growing up. I grew up in a very small town, and we didn't have, like, a doctor's office nearby. We only had a PA, so. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had that experience.
Me too. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad again to have you on here today. We just have a couple questions for you. We're just kind of excited to hear more about your experience as a PA. So to kind of kick it off, could you describe a typical day in the PA program at HSC? How do you balance your coursework, all your research, personal time? How do you keep everything going?
So I would say the schedule here at HSC is pretty easy to kind of get a handle of. So we usually have two lectures a day, so one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So our morning lecture usually starts around 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. We'll break for lunch by 12. So from 12 to 1, you'll get to either enjoy some lunch that you brought from home or enjoy something on campus. We have a few places to eat here on campus. So, and then from around 1 to 4 o'clock is our last lecture for the day. And then you're off to home or the library or wherever your place of study, your study place of choice is.
Very nice. Where's your place of study if you had to pick one?
At home. So I usually study in the libraries when it's close to test time. But as far as after class, after lecture, I need to go home and kind of get in my PJs,
decompress,
put on my
a little
comfy
bit.
Socks. Yes. And just study for power through for hours.
Do you wear your comfy socks to the test too to feel lucky a little bit?
I'm a little superstitious when it comes to test taking. So I do have some little things, like I'll usually get something to drink from Starbucks, and that kind of helps me. A little caffeine before a test is kind of like my go-to to kind of help calm my nerves and get me ready. So
awesome. Thank you. Definitely. And then as far as food on campus, are you a four-star or are you a Torched Apron person?
I am a Torched Apron girly. I definitely recommend Torched Apron in the IREB. They have really great food. The service is amazing. And there's so many great places for, you to sit and chill with your friends in between classes or during lunch. So it's really pretty over there. I love the views of, the town. So Torched Apron for sure. Now, I do like the pizzas and stuff at Four-Star Cafe. So definitely not putting them down, but I do love Torched Apron. It has a special place in my heart.
All right. Well, you all heard it here first. We are a Torched Apron family around here.
Absolutely. And going off of a typical day, can you talk about the most challenging aspect of the program, but also what resources do you have? We have here at HSC that help you with those challenges? And can you talk about other resources that they have for students here at HSC?
Yeah. So I think the one thing that is really, really hard to describe to an incoming student is just the sheer volume of information that you're going to learn starting from day one. I would kind of relate it to thinking about maybe a freshman class where you're going through material slowly over the course of 6 weeks or so. In PA school, you're probably getting that 6 weeks of information within a lecture or so. So it's literally like opening up a fire hydrant and just trying to drink all that water at one time. It can be very, very overwhelming. But what's awesome about HSC is that we have a plethora of resources here. There's the CAP program that is basically a tutoring program that students can use. And basically, they take students who've done well in the classes that you're in now, and they have them to give you advice, study tips, advice on, you know, test taking, that sort of thing, to really help you to hone on what to study for, the things to look out for, the things to know. They help you with practice questions. They'll quiz you, all those types of things. So CAP is one of the really great programs that I personally utilize, especially early on in my academic career here at HSC, that really helped me to kind of get through all of that information that you have to learn in your journey to becoming a PA.
Absolutely. And for our new listeners, or if you haven't heard our podcast before, CAP is our Center for Academic Performance. It is where you can go to get help with studying. They have alternate test-taking areas. Really just a great place for students to go and get help with their academics. And then also for our newer listeners or people who aren't as familiar with HSC, could you just do a little explanation on kind of how the PA program works? So the timeline, kind of what the first half of the program looks like. You're in year three, so you're just about kind of on your way out. So what does kind of that whole process from start to finish look like?
So the first year and a half of the PA program is essentially what we call didactic, your didactic years. And so didactic is just your classroom learning. So it's all of your coursework, courses such as physiology, neurology, dermatology, all of the clinical medicine blocks, the coursework that you'll need to know and learn in order to be a good PA, all of that information is learned there during those roughly 18 months or so. Your last year of PA school will be your clinical year, which is what I'm in now, what I'm finishing now. And that's when you go out into the world and you get to practice all the things that you learn, all those physical exam skills, all of the diagnoses and pathophysiologies that you learned in PA school. You get to go out and actually practice that. So you're set up in different clinics or hospitals throughout the DFW area and beyond. And yeah, you get to practice what you know. And that's where you really, really get to the meat and potatoes of medicine. So clinical year is probably the best year because it's really hands-on and you're out in the world and you feel like you know things. So our program lasts 30 months. And so majority of the program is didactic, but the last 12 months, again, is your clinical time.
And as a student in your clinicals, how do you feel HSC has really prepared you for those? How well off did you feel before you started those?
I would say, and I might be a little bit biased because I'm a student, but I would say HSC has done an awesome job. But I will also say that my preceptors, and preceptors are those clinicians that basically supervise you while you're out doing your clinicals. So preceptors have noted just my physical exam skills, the strength of my knowledge has been outstanding. And so just hearing that from them definitely lets me know that HSC does a great job, especially if someone who's been working in their field of medicine for years and years saying that I'm a student, I'm just finishing with my didactic years and I'm doing great. That feels awesome to hear that.
Awesome. And did you get to use the sim lab while you were in your didactic years?
Yes, absolutely. The sim lab is amazing. The sim lab is where I really got to feel like, okay, I'm learning something. I know things. I know how to do things. Like, I'm doing okay. So the sim lab is great. It's not only a great place to, you know, practice your physical exam skills, but also a great place to study. I love how the sim lab has those study rooms alongside there. It's really quiet down there. It's nice. Has everything a student would really need to be successful. The staff is super, super helpful. So if there's any questions that I need, if there's any technique that I want to practice, the staff has always been gracious enough to, you know, pull out models for me to practice on. So they're awesome. SimLab is great.
Awesome. And then, so you talked about kind of how the process went. Could you tell us why you picked HSC over your other programs? Kind of what drew you to our school?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool story, I would say, because I was working as a scribe in a children's hospital in Dallas, and I was just very intrigued by this young woman who was just running circles around everyone in the emergency department. She was so knowledgeable. She was friendly. She had great great rapport with her patients. I just wanted to know more about her. I wanted to know, like, hey, I want to get into medicine. I would love to kind of be like you if I can aspire to be so proficient. Like, where did you go to school? And so I learned that she was a PA and that she graduated from the PA program here. I want to say by the time I met her, she had been out of school or had graduated maybe 3 years prior. So to me, she was still very, very young in her career, but she was awesome. She was amazing. And she noted that she felt like the PA program that she graduated from really prepared her. And so that's what really put HSC on my radar, where I wanted to learn as much as I could about the program and learn how I could possibly go to school here.
That's awesome. Yeah. So going off of that, when we have students coming in, what advice would you give to the students who are first year PAs, and what do you recommend for them to do to make the most out of their 4 years here?
I would say definitely study hard, embrace your classmates. So you guys get what seems to be a long time together, but it's really a very short period of time. So definitely embrace them, get to know them, share resources with them, because they're going to be a great resource to you. Your classmates are going to be such a very important support system to you throughout your time at HSC. So definitely get to know your classmates, make friends, and also your faculty as well. Once you graduate, your faculty will actually become your colleagues. So it's great while you're here at HSC to make as many connections as you possibly can. And lastly, I would say get involved. There's so many awesome opportunities here on HSC campus to be really involved. Like, there's something for every student, no matter what interest that you have. And also, if there's something here that if there's something that you're interested in that you was not already offered here, then you have the opportunity to get that started. We love new organizations here. New organizations and interest groups get started all the time. So I would definitely say get involved. There's so many great opportunities to get involved here on campus.
Awesome. Are you involved in any groups on campus?
Yes. Speaking of new groups, last year the Student Activities Board was started, and I was actually the board chair of the Student Activities Board, so I got to lead the organization and plan and host some really awesome events on campus. So that was really, really great. Very good learning experience. I got to, you know, hone like my leadership skills. It was awesome. I'm also a student ambassador. It's another great way to give back. I get to speak to prospective students, new incoming students, and it's really great to just hear how excited they are about becoming a PA and about our program. So those are two opportunities that I took while a student here.
That's great.
Awesome. So as a student ambassador, you got to talk to prospective students. Mm-hmm. So as, you know, future PA students are applying to the program, what advice do you have for them?
I would say good luck, and I'm so happy that you want to take the journey to becoming a PA. That warms my heart. Definitely start your application process early. Find out everything that's needed for the application, whether it's letters of recommendation, extracurricular activities, all those things. Go ahead and start lining those things up so that when the application opens, you can get your application submitted as soon as possible. Also, if you can get a PA mentor, whether it's a current student or a current PA, that would be very beneficial. Someone who's been through the process who can really be a great guide for you through the application process, because it can be daunting. I know I had so many questions. I was so nervous filling out my application because I wanted it to be perfect. So having someone you can bounce questions off of is awesome. And then enjoy the moment while you're applying for PA school. I know you can be sitting there just waiting. You're so nervous, waiting to hear about those interviews and those acceptance letters. But definitely enjoy the moment. Spend time with your friends, your family. Enjoy your hobbies, because PA school is a wild ride.
Got to enjoy the calm before the storm.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything that you want to, your last words, last moments before we end the podcast?
Yeah, of course. I have to shout out my program. So shout out to the Physician Assistant Studies program here at HSC. Really great program. Lots of support from our faculty and staff. They're awesome. So choose HSC.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here. Kenidra said, we are here to help y'all out, and we are here to help y'all become the best future PAs possible. If you do have questions about the process or the application, we have a ton of ways to reach us. As far as requirements go, feel free to look at our website at unthsc.edu. And if you have questions that you want to reach out to us to, John has all that information for us.
Absolutely. If you want to reach us by email, you can reach us at admissions@unthsc.edu. You can also call the office on the phone numbers on our website, and more information about advising can be on our website. You can also sign up for a tour. We hold tours every Friday as well, so check out our website for more information about those as well.
But with that, again, Kenidra, thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed talking to you, and
thank you guys for having me. It was fun.
Of course. Well, we'll go ahead and call it there. Thanks for listening, y'all, and I hope you'll have a great rest of your day.